And back here on this Wednesday morning, it is the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck alongside Deborah Woodall, live from our KGGF studios. And in joining us in this studio is the director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Candy, Candy, Candy. How was that big old spooktacular?
Growing every year. It was actually, I was really impressed because the kids this year were really just nice and sweet. Just a really good, wholesome group that came through. And we had some more activities this year that made it fun. So we had popcorn and hot dogs and petting zoo and face painting and you name it.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah, we had, I didn't really realize what it was, but everything on that Monday, well, a lot of local eats were closed in Independence, and my dad was in town, so we're like, oh, let's come to Coffeyville for some eats. And yeah, there was quite a few people in the downtown area. We got there, and my dad was like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh,
spooktacular.
It's happening. No, but you're right. There's always, you know. And again, it's a kid because I was the 10-year-old boy that was always either swinging his sword a little bit too hard or doing whatever it may have been. But good to hear that the kids cooperated and everybody was
had
a good time.
Great, and they walked all around. And like I said, I estimated, it's hard to tell exactly, but about at least 750 kids, because
wow.
I know we ran out of candy and we had 1,400 pieces and we were only given one away, sometimes two. I know somebody else that hot dogs, they gave away 500, and that's with a standing line. So not even half the kids even got a hot dog. And
wow.
Yeah, it was packed. So, but it was great. I'm glad we get to do that for the community and the kids have a safe place to have fun and walk around. So,
yeah. So, I saw some pictures. There was a really cute little baby duck in a wagon with a kind of a red barn around her. Did you see that cute little duck?
I think I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I mean, they were across the street because I was trying to walk around too.
Yeah, boy, she was cute little ducky duck.
They did have some really cute costumes.
What they need is a costume competition for years to grow.
Yeah, it's hard. We tried to do that one year, and maybe
is it a little difficult to kind of?
Well, they come at different times.
Some can come
right after school, and some aren't getting there until 5:30.
Yeah, maybe do an afternoon versus evening, whatever may be submissions, and then an overall winner at the end.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because, I mean,
that's
some creative
neat.
Things. There
yeah.
is some creative things.
And it is.
I'm sure she would have gotten a lot of votes, so.
Well, you know, from me, she would have.
Well, and then along those lines, so that we always do that a little earlier in the month, so we're not competing with some other activities, because actually next week is the actual Halloween day, and trunk or treating all over all the churches. So I brought a list, because we get calls all the time, like, which ones are doing it? So here's all the churches in town be doing them that day, so you know. First United Methodist, Tyro Christian Church, Deering, Life Point, Holy Name, Grace Fellowship, and St. Paul's Lutheran. At least those are the ones that contacted me and I have flyers and information on. So all of them are doing it. Most of them around 5:30. A couple of them are going to start closer to 6, but most of them around 5:30. So lots of places in town to take your kiddos next week.
So you just need to map that out and decide where you're starting and hit every one of them.
Lots of
efficient gas mileage route to hit every single one.
Yes, with the least traffic delays, because it's Halloween, lots of kids are running around, so you got to be careful. So you do all that, and then you hit your neighbors.
Yeah, no, you got to hit the overnight neighbor, you know, once the sun really starts going down, you hit your neighborhood going up down the streets.
That's right.
And double up on the candy amounts.
Yep.
I mean, talking with Lisa Wilson yesterday of Independence Chamber of Commerce, the amount of candy you could accumulate between the two towns with the trunk-or-treat programs or trick-or-treating in your own, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
There's
unbelievable.
No need for that much candy, but it's fun for the kids. We always take ours and hide it away and leave a few out and then snack on it for,
and you know, I think it's a holiday that's really kind of taken off, you know, and I'm not sure, of course, I wasn't really paying attention 10 years before, but the last decade, I think it's just really taken off here in America, the celebration of it. I mean, for the last month, I've seen Halloween flags. You don't see that until you get to Christmas time, you know, and Halloween really has picked up, and kids are really enjoying it. And I mean, like Deb, you were mentioning the other day, you know, you used to not wear your costume until Halloween. Now it's an event every day of October that you want to show off your
exactly.
costume for.
Right. Yep. And, you know, I think people do a lot of decorating on Halloween.
Oh,
there's
doing that
the home on 8th Street out by Klein that always does a great display every.
Yeah.
I don't know who those people are. I don't know if you know, but they always have great Christmas displays, Thanksgiving displays. Halloween, 4th of July,
stuff.
Whatever. They're always decorating.
And are you guys still accepting trunks, or how would someone get involved with that? Like, if they wanted to have their own trunk of their own that kids can come by to?
Well, we were just announcing people that just contacted us.
Oh, okay. So they came to you and contacted it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
those are organized through churches.
Yeah. These are all through the different churches in town.
So
now,
just to get your name on the map, then to contact
now
you
for
guys.
Spectacular, you know, of course, that's open to anybody any year. So next year they can definitely come down. So
sweet.
So yeah. But today we were at one of my favorite people in town's little shop, Harold Mann State Farm Insurance. Yes, we finally convinced him to let us come in and say hey.
I'm surprised he wanted you people in there.
He does. He loves us. So Harold he moved here in 1979. Well, actually, he's from kind of Caney area, but he got a job up here, and he was our city recreation director.
Back in the olden times.
Mm-hmm. But then in 1985, he opened his own agency and has been an agent here in town ever since there, many, many, many years. Used to be on 8th Street. The last year and a half, he's moved over to 11th Street. And Harold bought that whole strip up there where Simple Simons is. Redid a lot of those buildings just to bring in some new business. And so now we've got a whole bunch of great businesses right along that area. So that's pretty nice. And he's just been a very strong person in our community, giving back and just really involved. And so it's been great. He gave us a great fun fact today, though. You always learn something at every CNN. I love these. So the actual agency, State Farm, they have 19,000 agents, 65,000 employees. But the interesting thing is they're not, it's called a mutual company. They're independent. They own their own business. So it's not this, they kind of do their own thing independently. And they process 48,000 claims per day in the United States just for State Farm.
Whew.
That's a lot of accidents and a lot of...
just workload in general.
Just,
gosh. Employees and...
Yeah, 48,000
a
day. Wow.
Oh,
so anyway,
staggering number.
Yeah, I know. So, but a long-time agency, been very involved, and now they're expanding, doing things like mutual funds and banking. And but it was just great getting to see Harold again. And so glad he's still a part of our community. We also had Anne-Marie today here, and had announcements from a few different groups, but Holy Names having their fall festival. That's November 4th. Always a fun day. The Coffeyville Community Foundation's getting ready for their match day. So that'll be another big one coming up. November 15th, there's 20 participating organizations. So mark your calendar for that. And then November 11th is the Christmas open house at Liebert Brothers, as well as this chamber open house that we're doing all over town. So
nice.
That'll be coming up. That's exciting. Candace from Brown Shoe Fit, they extended the coupons. If you got one of those coupons in the mail, they're going to keep it going until the first week of November. So make sure you find that and get that going. Nicole Schwartzek, First United Methodist. So they host a Boy Scout and Cub Scout group that's growing. And I don't know if you guys knew this now, but they're joined now. So they take boys and girls now in Boy Scouts. So, you know, kind of one of those things where now...
Can we just call them Scouts now, then?
Yeah, I guess you can just call them Scouts, maybe. Make a little bit... Cub Scouts, whatever. But it makes it a little fun. So now the girls can do some fun activities as well. But they're doing that. And so if you have a little kiddo that's wanting to get involved, you can contact them.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of the activities, you know, some girls might want to do some of the things the guys are doing, vice versa, whatever it may be. And it's just kind of a universal Scouts now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah. Michaela Swindle, Commercial Bank. I know several banks do this, and I always forget about it, and I'm going to do it one of these years. But they have a Christmas account. And basically what it does is it withdraws from your regular checking account and deposits into this Christmas account every month leading up to Christmas. And then in November, all that money that you've saved up, deposits back into your checking account, so you have some money to go out and buy Christmas presents. So it's kind of like a little savings account just for Christmas.
It's almost like a garnish that you force yourself to take out of your paycheck. You know, it's like, I know I'm going to need this money to pay for all those Christmas presents.
Let's go ahead and take it out
presents.
Now so yeah, I don't exactly. really see it and notice it. And
the unnoticeable part is the big thing. Cause
exactly.
If I see myself putting it away or something, then it's like, oh, I know it's over there. So I might be able to dip into it a little bit every now and then. But
well, and I think that the big thing, too, and, you know, a lot of the K-State Extension people, they have money people, and they will tell you, you know, it's better to do that than to accumulate a lot of credit card debt and then spend the year paying it off.
Yeah.
So that money's going out either way,
yep.
either to your credit card with interest, or you perhaps earned a little interest on it in that little Christmas account over there.
Right.
So
very, very good thing to do, I think so. Levi Wilson from K-Rig. So this Saturday is the big celebration and wedding showcase, and that's out at Timber Oaks. So that'll be down in Bartlesville this weekend. Joe Brooks from Salvation Army. Starting on the 20th is when they kick off the kettle campaign, and that'll be at Country Mart. And then they're going to do some new places this year, along with Walmart and Country Mart. They're going to be at Orchlands and at Dollar Tree. So a couple new places for that. So, and then Joni Hamby from Salvation Army, they had their soup luncheon yesterday. Did you go?
I
were
missed
giving away,
it.
We were giving away tickets to it, certainly.
So I wanted to go, but
it was amazing.
By the time I got out of here yesterday, it was later.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to be right up against it. I hate to do that to them because I know they're looking to get out of there, too. It was like.
It was good, though.
12:45 by the time
I
was.
Oh, right.
There was ever one thing I hated the worst in the food industry is when someone walked in 5 minutes before we were picking up the food and everything's cleaned up and cooled down. And it's like,
And they're all volunteers over there.
Oh,
so,
and they would have been happy to get you a soup. But, certainly.
You know, the other thing that I missed out on was buying some of the bread at the bake sale they have.
Yes. Exactly. Well, they just want to thank everybody. It was a packed house and a really good turnout. So thanks for everybody for doing that. Shanina Clark from Simply Southern, their new shipment of CC beanies came in. So swing by to grab those. Also, they're starting their gift wrapping up again this year for Christmas. So if you, go out and buy some gifts and you like, I don't like to wrap, just bring them to them. They'll take care of it for you for a small fee and then you don't have to worry about it. And it looks nice. Not like my presents. So, yeah. And then they're also starting a wish list. So if you have a spouse maybe that not very good about picking out gifts for you, you can just say, hey, go down to Simply Southern. I've got a wish list. It tells you all the things I want. So
you can just pick one off of there or all.
That would be great.
There is an option that circled all of the above, too.
Right.
So. Yeah. Sharon Calkins just gave a shout out. This is Pastor Appreciation Month. So shout out to all our local pastors. And then I just wanted to make sure everybody knew to put on their calendars. December 7th is our Christmas parade, the downtown Christmas parade. We've been getting lots of calls, so we decided we'd go ahead and start getting people signed up for that. And hoping this year to make it even bigger because they are going to be handing out information on next year's 150th party celebration all year long activities. So this will be kind of the kickoff to all that. So,
what about Coffeyville Christmas Box?
Yes, that that night actually is when we have the winning ticket for the first round of Christmas Box. Christmas Box starts on November 11th during the holiday open house, and there'll be about 40 different stores participating. Go get your ticket, get entered a chance to win, and the first drawing is for $2,000, and then after that, it's $1,000 each week. So
it's basically like you submit and then you go in for chances to win or whatever. I guess just kind of explain.
Let's run through it from how it works.
Yes.
Because
so this is how it works. You'll see a list of all the participating businesses and you can go around town, go shopping. For every $10 that you spend in that store, they give you a ticket and they keep a ticket. And then at the end of the week, we gather all those tickets. And the neat thing about it is, because we want to give every store an equal chance to have a winning ticket, we draw one ticket from every store that's participating. Then that goes into the master bucket, and we pull the winning ticket from there. And so you got to keep your tickets, even if you don't win the first time. You keep your tickets because we'll draw again the following week and again the week after that. So there's nothing to do except for go spend some money, have some fun, keep your tickets, and then have a chance to win $4,000.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you're already spending the money to buy these, presents or whatever. So potentially, I mean, my goodness, you might be coming home with a full red bag like Santa Claus one day.
And the more places you go, the better, because you just increase your chances from all the different areas. And, I mean, we're talking Christmas shopping. We're talking, just
groceries shopping.
Go to Country Mart and get your groceries. I mean, we're just every little tiny thing you can imagine that you need to do, just go ahead and take care of them all now during the shopping season and have a better chance. It's just a way for us to increase our shopping local. We want people to, instead of driving out of town to do some of that shopping, stay here, spend local, support your community, and have a chance to win some good money. So that's kind of the basic premise of it. So.
Well, I like it. I mean, obviously, spending local money, it keeps the tax right here. Not only that, but we've mentioned this before as well. You are going to find a lot of what you're looking for here locally. You might have to go from one store to the next. It's not going to be one big box option, instead of aisle to aisle, it's street to street. But yeah, the majority of those items you will find down here. So.
Absolutely. So.
All right. Well, again, Director of the Chamber of Commerce with Coffeyville, Candy Westbrook, this morning. Candy, any final notes from the meeting this morning?
No. It's fall's here. We're having fun. Lots of good activities coming up. And shop local.
Yes, indeed. Shop local as we're coming up 1 week away from Halloween. Can't believe it. Can't not believe it. So, Candy, we will check in with you on that Halloween Wednesday.
All right. That's right.
Yes, indeed. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.